Insightful podcasts by informative hosts. Insights into things. A podcast network.
Welcome to Insights into Teens, a podcast series exploring the issues and challenges of today's youth. Your hosts are Joseph and Madison Whalen, a father and daughter team making their way through the challenges of the teenage years.
Welcome to Insights into Teens. This is episode 71. Q&A series. We'll be talking about existential and philosophical questions tonight. I'm your host, Joseph Whalen, and my delightful and exuberant co-host, Madison Whalen. How you doing, Maddie?
Hi, everyone, and I am doing quite well today.
I am so pleased to hear that. So this is the Q&A series, Q&A session that you have been looking forward to for a while now because we have some fun questions. Yep. We had postponed it once. We had rescheduled it another time so we could fit some other more timely stuff in, and we're finally to it. Yay. This actually, I think, is the last Q&A series podcast that I have set up. So this is the last one from this little fun series here, and so we can come up with some new ones. So, as the title suggests, we will be talking about existential questions and philosophical questions. Now, you have had a chance to look over the questions here, so you should be somewhat prepared for these, but this is kind of a, let's have some fun and ask some fun and interesting hypothetical questions.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get started?
Yep.
All right. Let's get right into it. So the first question, first set that we're going to look at, in fact, the title is kind of a little misleading. So we have hypothetical and existential, and then we have religious questions that we'll talk about in the second half. So for the hypothetical and existential questions, we'll start by asking, would you rather be 5 years younger than you are now or 5 years older?
Okay, so I just want to quickly ask, would I still have the same mindset of a 13-year-old if I was either 8 or 18?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'd probably want to be 8, because being 18 would probably be a huge year in my life, and there'd be a lot of stuff going on. I'd probably be graduating from college, and I mean high school, not college, and then I would have to go to college. And it would just be a whole lot on my 13-year-old brain. And right now, I don't even think I'm prepared to make huge life decisions. But when I was 8, not too much big stuff was happening. I was allowed to be a child. But I think at that age, get lost, at Disney World on Space Mountain, but I'd probably be more prepared now than with the mindset of that, rather than just have my 8-year-old mind and just panic out of control.
Okay. Well, I can't argue with that. That's a very well-reasoned response you have there. The next question we have is, would you rather live on or near the beach or the mountains, which we don't live near either of them right now, really.
I actually had a big debate about this because the beach has warmer weather while the mountains have colder weather, and I am more attracted to colder weather. But thinking about it, the beach would be slightly more enjoyable. There's probably more stuff to do on the beach. Plus, there's such thing as air conditioning, and it's better. And being in the mountains, you really can't do much. I mean, and I'm afraid of heights, so it would probably be better for me to be on the beach either way.
Okay, that makes sense. I'll buy that.
How much?
$1.
Of course.
So, if you were invisible for a day, what would you do?
Well, I wouldn't go places where I wasn't allowed to go. I wouldn't do that. I'm not that kind of person. I might want to possibly go a little on the evil side and try to haunt people who dislike me for no apparent reason. I did nothing to them. They just don't like me. I would just do that.
So little paybacks.
In a way.
Using your newfound superpower.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. Let's talk animals. So if you could be any animal in the world, living or dead, which one would you be?
I'd probably be a cat because I get the best excuse to be lazy and look cute while I'm doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, big shocker there.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
So on a slightly more serious note, do you think it's ever okay to lie?
I'm going to give two different scenarios. In a way, it's good to lie as long as it's not bringing harm to anyone or protecting someone.
Give me an example.
So a reason to not lie would be if your friend was having like a concert and they were really enthusiastic about it and wanted you to join, but you couldn't go due to like a family issue, and the next day they were like, why weren't you there? And you would probably tell the truth because you wouldn't want to have to make up an excuse for a reasonably good excuse that you already had for not to go. Then again, if you were playing with the video games, you'd probably still want to tell the truth because it really, as much as it would maybe hurt your friend's feelings, it would be better than to lie to them. On the other note, if someone came to your house and asked where your friend was to do physical harm to them, you'd probably want to lie because you don't want anyone to get hurt.
Okay, I could see that. How about little white lies? What? Like, for instance, if I ask you, do these pants make my butt look big?
In some cases, you can do either or. Because on one hand, you don't want to lie to them about that, since it might affect their self-esteem. But on the other hand, you don't want it to affect their self-esteem, and you want to sound like you're a good friend. But on the other hand, you don't want to lie.
How many hands do you have?
But as I was saying, on the other hand, you might not want, your friend might not want you to lie to them since they asked a question and are basing it off of your honesty.
Okay.
So in that case, I really don't know what the best alternative is.
So after all that, you don't even have an answer.
With the best alternative, it's honestly 50-50.
All right, so toss a coin.
So would you want your friend to have lower self-esteem, or would you want them to have higher self-esteem, I guess?
Well, all right, so if I ask you, does this outfit make me look fat? You can either say, no, of course not, you look good in it, and let them go out and not look good if they don't look good. Mm-hmm. Or you can say something like, well, that's probably not the best outfit I'd wear. It doesn't really show off your figure. Mm-hmm. So it's a way of being honest, you know, or you could be brutally honest and say, no, the outfit doesn't make you look fat. Your fat makes you look fat. I mean, that's the other option you have.
Yeah, like, as long as you say it in a nice way.
Right.
Like, you try not to hurt their feelings.
But, you know, when you make a little white lie, when you're trying to make them feel better, then they go out and they don't really look as good as you said they are. Then what happens? Then there's a consequence to it because they get out there and maybe somebody says something to them or they see themselves in a mirror and they realize it or something like that. So even there, a little white lie probably isn't the best way to go.
Yeah.
So moving right along to even more important and serious questions. What would your weapon of choice be if you were in a zombie apocalypse?
I actually had a pretty straightforward answer. I'd have a baseball bat with, like, nails on it, because I like, went over the different weapons in my head. Like, a gun, you probably wouldn't want that, because that wouldn't harm them. I mean...
Well, you're running the bullets.
Yeah, so. for any zombie, the main thing is to go for the head. A knife would just be kind of stupid, because...
Yet that's the weapon of choice in Walking Dead, which is,
you know,
ridiculous.
Yeah, I would say that a knife would not be the best. A sword, that's not my first weapon. It might be like my third or fourth. I'd say a baseball bat with nails, because then you can just straightforward whack their head off.
Okay. You put a lot of thought into that. I like that.
Yeah.
You wonder about zombie apocalypses a lot?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Nowadays, it's probably not a bad thing to start considering. Okay, next. If you could have any superpower, which one would you choose and why?
I would choose telekinesis, or the power to move things with your mind and make them float, because then, like, you can be extra lazy if you wanna.
Well, you're really themed on this whole lazy thing. Well, if you're a cat, you don't have to worry about that, because people will bring you everything you want.
I mean, you can get stuff that, like, when, like, something falls off of, like, your bed, and you're like, okay, I don't want to get up and have to bend down for it. You could just use your telekinesis power to bring it back up.
Wow. Okay, with great power comes great laziness.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, moving right along. If you could travel anywhere in the world, all expenses paid, where would you go?
Tokyo, Japan. I would go because, one, I like the Japanese culture, and it would be nice to see more of it. And two, Tokyo has a lot to offer, including building architecture, the different styles of their art, many, and, like, their culture is very expressed. Plus, there's Tokyo Disneyland.
Okay, well. We see where the plot really thickens.
Daddy.
If you were given the chance to become immortal, would you take it? Why or why not?
I would. Anyone who doesn't want to die sooner than they have to would probably take it as well. I'd take it because, one, there really is no chance you can die. Two, you really won't have any injuries because... people who are immortal don't feel pain, I don't think. They can't, like, get...
No, immortals still feel pain.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, never knew that.
So let me put a little twist on this here. So you're the only person who's immortal. So you don't age, you don't die from old age. But all the people around you do. They continue to age at their regular rates. They're all mortal. They all have the same life expectancy as a regular human. Your pets all age. The world changes around you, and you're unchanging. Is it still worth it at that point, do you think?
Well, in a way, you get to see how technology advances and see if we've come farther in the world. But, I don't think it's really able to be tradable for the death of a bunch of your loved ones. Like, you stay the same age, all your pets can die, your family can die, like... I mean, but in a way, you can also see the generations of your family if they decide to have children and decide to raise children. Like, you can see
the generations. So it sounds like you're pretty sold on this whole immortal thing.
In a way, yes.
Okay. I didn't know if I'd be able to dissuade you from that or not. Next up, if it were up to you, how would you change the world?
Well, if I could do anything, I would try and stop the hatred against racism, religion, gender, age, stuff like that, because honestly, it's ridiculous at this point. Like, we've come so far, and now people are going against races again, and I thought we were already past it, but society gets worse and worse as we go along, apparently. So.
Okay, well, thank you for that cynical view of the world. Moving right along. So we ask you if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
I might live in Canada, mainly because, I mean, I like my home right now in New Jersey. Things are fine. The living environment's fine. I wouldn't move to Florida because I'd be just steaming. Hot. Yes. Yes. I wouldn't move anywhere super warm like Hawaii or anything like that. Canada's slightly more cold than New Jersey since it's more north. If I had to go anywhere...
Well, there's some parts of Canada that are a lot colder than Jersey, depending on how far north you decide to go.
Yeah, I might just stick around in the middle or just somewhere where it's like a nice cool temperature, which would be nice, so...
So Canada, you're Canada bound at some point. Interesting.
Depends.
Okay. If your life had a theme song, what would it be and why?
So, I don't have a favorite song, and none of the songs I listen to seem like theme songs, so I'm just gonna go with the SpongeBob theme song, because I'm a fan of SpongeBob, and I really can't think of anything else so at this point. So.
Well, and that's a rather whimsical... You know, fun, joyous kind of song, too.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that embodying your life. As opposed to me, where I would just have the Imperial theme.
Of
the
course.
Imperial March,
you would just
I
have
go.
That.
That's always playing in the back of my head when I walk into a room.
Yeah, like da 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 da.
Exactly.
Well, I just have the goofy and lighthearted theme song of SpongeBob.
Nothing wrong with that, sweetie.
Nope.
If you could watch only one movie for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
I guess I would choose a movie that doesn't have a sequel. Because
then you wouldn't be able to watch the sequel.
Yeah, because I'd be missing out. I wouldn't watch a sequel because then I wouldn't get to see the original. So any kind of movie that doesn't have a sequel or part of a trilogy or anything like that.
That makes sense. That's a very well-reasoned response.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't have a specific movie. I would just do a movie that just is a standalone movie and doesn't have a sequel because then you'd be missing out on the other movies.
That makes sense. So if you were to become famous at some point in your life, what would you want to be famous for?
Something intellectual. Like, if I could make an invention that could change the world, if I could make a new kind of style that could change the world, or if I could just make a cure for cancer that could change the world. Anything intellectual that could change the world would be nice.
Okay, so you want it to be a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would not want it to be anything negative whatsoever. So,
you want to be famous, not infamous.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Where am I at here? Oh, there I am. What would you like, and this is kind of a morbid question. I'm not sure why I left this in here, but we'll leave it in there. What would you like people to say about you after you die? Like, how do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for my intellectual purpose and my creative purpose, because those are really strong. Those personality traits are big impacts on my life today. And I want to be remembered for just having, an intense creativity at the age of 13.
So you are creative, intellectual, and lazy is what we're coming down to here.
Sure.
Okay, I guess that sums it up for the most part.
Pretty much.
Next question is, do you ever wish that you could go back in time and be a little kid again?
Yes. Not as often as you might think. I guess whenever I realize that responsibilities are, really intense and when stress gets to me in school, I do sometimes wish I was back to being a little kid where, life was much simpler. I didn't have stress or anxiety of anything. I just feared spiders a lot.
Those spiders, they always come back to get you.
Yeah, most of my life, I just remember being afraid of spiders, even in my child. My toddler age, I remember just being terrified of spiders. So yeah, I do sometimes wish I was a kid again, but, not as much, not a lot, just when life is at its worst in a way, which it doesn't normally get that worst, although now with the situation we have going on, it would probably be best to go back a few years.
Well, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. You know, when things get tough, you kind of want to regress to a period when things were simpler, less responsibility, less stress, less consequence. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So just to lend a little background to this next question, Sam and I did a podcast a few weeks back for Insights into Tomorrow on SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. So that kind of spawned this question here. In your opinion, is there life on other planets? And what is the reason for your opinion?
I'd say there has to be at least some type of life on other planets. I remember some of our research points to the fact that Mars used to have life on it. And I can't just believe that we're the only planet that is consistent of life. There are many other planets out in all the other universes and galaxies. I just can't put my finger that we're the only living things on just this one planet.
That makes sense. So you think that there is life out there somewhere?
Yep.
And mathematically, you're probably right. There is a likelihood that there either is or was life at some point somewhere out there.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found the solid evidence for it yet. Next question. Without using the names of people, discuss the, quote, ideal president or other world leader. What traits do you look for in a president or world leader?
First up, responsibility. I just feel as though some leader has to be responsible enough to take intense actions, like with the whole virus here. We need a strong leader to take charge and make the decisions that need to be made to ensure better life in society. I also think a president has to be somewhat intelligent, so they know how to make the right decision and not the wrong decision, and they can differ between what's right and wrong, and if there's any world conflicts, they can deal with it calmly. I don't want them to be aggressive. I want them to be more at peace with the world, in a way. I want them to be accepting and, well, just overall a nice person in general and someone who can make someone smile, so.
Okay, I think that is a very good picture of what a leader should be. And very soon you're going to have a voice in that. Not in the next election, but the election after that, you'll be able to make the choice. So let's talk a little bit about something that you can't live without. What is the one thing, an object, a person, a service, something that you just can't live without?
You and Mommy.
Okay, I guess that works.
So first up, I can't live without you guys, because without you guys, I wouldn't even exist. And without you guys, I don't know if I'd have anyone to raise me or feed me or get me all the necessities for life. So, honestly.
What are you, a piece of cattle? Like, you're capable of cooking yourself food, right? As long as someone supplies you with the food.
Yeah, but when I was younger, I wasn't able to supply myself with
food. Well, I understand that, but I think the question really is meant for right now, what can you not live without? And if that's Mommy and Daddy, that's fine. You know, that's very touching, and I'm not going to argue with you on that.
Yeah, you guys.
Okay, good enough. The next couple of questions have to do with respect. And we did a whole podcast on respect, so we'll just reinforce it. So when it comes to respect, do you think that adults automatically deserve respect, or is it something that they should earn?
Well, I believe that no matter what your age, your gender, your religion, your race, everyone should start off with some equal amount of respect. And depending on the actions they make, they can either earn respect or lose respect.
Okay. So by that definition, then kids deserve respect automatically as well.
Yep.
Okay. How do you earn respect then?
Well, the way you earn respect is basically being a good person in society, like helping others when they need help, putting yourself before others, making sure everyone else is smiling before you smile, like just basically being the reason someone smiles and the reason someone is happy to be around you. And that can automatically earn you respect no matter what.
Okay. I think that there are some very good criteria that you've laid down there. So this last question is probably the biggest question of all in this section here. And there's no right or wrong answer to it. So it is whatever you think it is, because it's different for everyone. What do you think the meaning of life is? Why are we here? What is our purpose for existing?
Alrighty, I got a pretty solid answer on this. So, everyone's life is different. You're born into this world, and there are so many different hobbies, different career paths, different personality traits that you can pick up on that can ultimately determine what kind of person you are, how you live your life, and what your career or job could be if you want one at all. Like, you could have any kind of, people can have similar personality traits, similar hobbies, or the same job. But we're not the same person. No one's the exact same person. Like, you can have, there are so many different job options, not right now, but there are so many different job options, so many different hobbies you can pick up that can be completely different than the order of someone who's your best friend. Like, no one of us is the same. We're all like snowflakes. No two are the same. Although there are many people who have similar personality traits, they don't have similar lives. And the purpose or meaning of life has, some people think of it as just an overall thing for all of humanity, but I think of it as however people want to live their lives. Like, how do you choose to what do you choose to bring to the world? What do you choose to have your hobbies as? What do you want your personality to be like? What career path do you want to be? What kind of student do you want to be in school? And what kind of living environment do you want to have? It's like, the meaning of life is whatever you choose to have it. Whether it be to become a lawyer, to be a world famous doctor, or to be someone to go to the moon. Honestly, the meaning of life is how you choose to live it.
Okay, well, that was well-reasoned, deeper than I thought it would be, and I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
So that was the last question we had in this section. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about questions that have to do with religion.
All righty.
For 7 years, the Second Sith Empire has been the premier community guild in the online game Star Wars: The Old Republic. With hundreds of friendly and helpful active members, a weekly schedule of nightly events, annual guild meet and greets, and an active community both on the web and on Discord. The Second Sith Empire is more than your typical gaming group. We're family. Join us on the Starforge server for nightly events such as operations, flashpoints, world boss hunts, Star Wars trivia, guild lottery, and much more.
visit us on the web today at www.thesecondsithempire.com.
All right, so religion. And these are not deep philosophical questioning your religion type stuff. Simple stuff. Do you consider yourself to be a religious or spiritual person?
No, not really.
Not really. Is there any particular reason for that?
I don't know. I believe in certain things. I've just never, done any, like, religious actions that I know of.
So do you observe religious holidays? Let me ask you that.
I mean, by observe, do you mean, like, celebrate?
Exactly.
I mean, I celebrate Jewish holidays like Hanukkah and Passover, although they're not the most religious kind of version of the holiday.
Okay.
And I also celebrate Christmas and Easter, but that's not really religious either for us, at least.
Okay. Do you attend religious services?
No, I don't do church or temple. I've never gone. I mean, I've gone to a church, but never for the service.
Okay, you've gone to a temple before too.
Oh yeah, I've gone to the actual places, but I've never actually attended really any services other than like funerals.
Okay. Do you ever pray?
Not in the religious way. I mean, like, I pray,
You pray in a non-religious way?
I mean, I'm like, to whatever force is out there, I'm just like, okay, so, like, please let me get a good grade on this test or something. I don't know.
So you pray to what? The cosmic energy force?
Sure. Okay. We'll go with that.
Okay. Do you believe in God? And it doesn't have to be God, but do you believe in a higher power?
Yes. I believe that there is something out there controlling the universe. There are many different religions that might believe there's multiple forces out there, or that there's just one, or that there's a different variation of that one power. I just believe there's some power out there that created the universe, because I'm not entirely sure how else the universe could have been created.
All right, so let's run with that. So you think something, a higher power exists because the universe exists?
Yeah.
How do you picture that higher power? Is it, you know, when people think of God, he's often pictured as an old guy with a white beard and a toga. Some religions picture them as multi-armed deities and different things like that. The Greeks had a completely different idea of what gods were. If your idea of God is something that created the universe, is it a gaseous cloud? Like, how do you picture this higher power?
Well, I don't picture this higher power as an actual being, like a human being or any type of animal or some type of monster like that. I basically just picture a light, basically a star.
Okay.
Like a bright light, which had created the universe. I'm not entirely sure what it's sort of like a blinding light, like there might be something else that we don't know about this power or what it actually looks like. It's just there and you can't see. All you can really see is just a glowing light of it.
So do you ascribe any kind of intent or personality or anything like that? Like a lot of people in the Christian religion, you know, they ascribe love and peace and solace to heavenly figures. The Romans always thought that every time something bad happened, it was because we made the gods angry. So they had very angry, vengeful gods. Mm-hmm. Do you ascribe any kind of emotions like that or any kind of intent? Like, does this higher being have the best interest of human beings at light? Or are we just, is it an energy force that's in the galaxy and we're just inanimate objects to it?
Well, I wouldn't picture the actual power having any, like, intense emotions like love or anger. It's a fair power. Like, it wouldn't be vengeful and it wouldn't be forgiving. It would be equal. I just imagine that power would try and be equal. It's sort of like, in a way, the existence of karma. When someone does something bad, karma comes after them, and they get consequences for it.
So it balances itself out. So it's kind of like the Force.
In a way, yeah.
Or duct tape. You know, where really? There's a light side, a dark side, and it binds the universe together?
Seriously.
Okay, so do you think religion plays a big part in the everyday life of most people?
I mean, depending on your practices, it would probably be something that you would do. Like, you'd pray every night. Like, in some religions, you might pray every night. In others, you might just, your everyday life might just be based off of your religion or depending on it.
Okay.
In history, I learned about a bunch of religions and all their practices, and we even got a few modern examples for it. So, and especially, and I definitely think the practices can play a part in your everyday life, especially, like, for Christians when they go to church, like, and people who go to a certain area or have a certain holy day, or something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, do you think there's a reason that religions exist? I mean, religion, the concept of religion is something that humans created. Whether it was because they didn't understand something and they made up something, or, you know, later on when you get into organized religions, the organized religions use the concept of an afterlife and a heaven and hell kind of thing as motivation so that people behaved better. Do you think that there is an overall reason that we have to have, or that we created the concept of a religion?
Yes, I definitely think that. It's like, prime example, way of the afterlife. Like, many people have thought of different types of afterlife. I definitely know that the Egyptians definitely favored the afterlife completely, and it's like, it was a better version of their modern world. And with some other religions, it's basically the good place or the bad place, where if you didn't do anything bad in your life, you'd go to the good place. If you did something bad, you'd go to the bad place. It's like, many people would want, like, the biggest question most people ask is, what happens when I die? And religion helps with that, because different religions have different answers on what happens when you do eventually die, because no one can really answer it unless they came back from the dead. But they'd probably be zombies at that point, and they...
And then you get hit in the head with your baseball bat.
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of segued into the next question here, and that being, what do you think happens after death?
Well, I believe you don't just see a bunch of black and it's not just like sleeping. I feel as though there is a good place or a bad place, but the reasons are more intense on why you go to the bad place or the good place. Like, did you do harm to others? Were you a terrible person in your afterlife? Or what good things did you do? Like, were you a kind person? Did you help others in need? Or did you...
Okay, so let's go back to your concept of what this higher being an energy force of some sort. So when you die, someone has to make a determination if you go to the good place or the bad place. Who makes that determination?
Well, I always thought that there was, like, something at, like, some power at the gates of the good place and the bad place, and they would determine based on your personality, your hobbies, and basically what kind of person...
Hobbies, too?
Nope, not hobbies, sorry. So, based on your personality, or what actions, or what benefits, or non-benefits you put into the world.
So just walk me through this here. So I die, and my corporeal spirit leaves my body, and what do? I wander up to the good place, because that's the ideal place to go, and I'm like, hey, I'm so-and-so, can I come in? And there's somebody right there with a checklist, and they make sure that I checked off all the boxes to get in?
Actually, so you wouldn't go straight up. You'd actually basically
there's
go
There's a waiting
off-
room? I hate no. waiting.
No. You'd be... So, like I said, the overall power is all about balance. So, you wouldn't go higher or lower. You'd basically, like... You'd be walking on Earth, and then you'd see a cloud that ends up becoming a pathway that goes straight, that has the same level as where you were walking. So you'd be walking along that pathway, and then you see, and then you come up with basically a ticket booth.
A ticket booth.
I don't know. It's one of
those. Okay, so I'm walking, I wander into a fog bank. I hope I don't fall off of a cliff, but I continue walking until I come to a ticket booth.
And then behind the ticket booth, you notice that there's stairs going, cloud stairs going up and cloud stairs going down, which is basically the good place or the bad place.
And the lazy part of me says, well, it's a lot easier going down the stairs than going up the stairs, so I'm just going to go down.
Daddy!
So, but who makes that determination of which way you go? Do you choose, or does somebody else choose for you based on how you conducted your life?
Well, I'd say that some relative... I guess.
Oh, boy. I'm in trouble then.
Some relative of the greater power, or the greater power created some, like, a version of themselves to handle, okay, balance out your good qualities and your bad qualities.
So, if I balance and I'm even, I've got just as many good qualities as bad qualities, what happens?
You'd go, so you don't notice this, but behind the booth, you notice that there's just another pathway with the straight line. There.
That's the one that goes off the cliff.
No.
No, okay.
There, you would go one, then, if you were even, you'd go behind the ticket booth and then go along that straight line until you eventually reach a point where other people are even and...
So I get to wander through eternity with a bunch of, like, average people? Is that it?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. This is a fairly sophisticated view you have of the afterlife.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've kind of exhausted the discussion on that one.
Yeah.
The last question I have for today is, do you think that there is... There's so many religions in the world. You have Western religions that consist of Judaism, Christianity, Islam. Then you have a whole slew of Eastern religions. That's the mic. I shouldn't hit that.
Yeah.
Then you have a bunch of polytheistic religions, you know, multiple gods.
Yep.
You've got Celtic religions and all kinds of stuff. So with all these religions rolled into one, everybody wants to believe in a higher being. Do you think there's any one best religion out there that sort of gets it right?
No.
No.
Religion is based on belief, and belief
is not... Yeah, by definition.
Yeah. Religion is based on belief, and belief is not completely scientific. But there is no way to scientifically describe what happens after death and why the universe was created, which is kind of why religion is placed into that. Religion is supposed to answer those questions that science can't answer at this point. Like, why were we all created? Why are we all here? What happens when we die? Are we still alive when we die? Or is there some type of afterlife? Stuff like that. Also, I feel as though each religion is equal, as long as your religious practices don't involve in you harming yourself, anyone, or anything, then go ahead and believe what you want to believe. Religion is basically meant to answer those theoretical questions and stop you from worrying, like, okay, I don't know what's going to happen to me after I die, and why am I here? It'll end. Any religion can answer that question. Any, like, good and well-developed religion can answer that question, which pretty much all religions at this point are, as long as you don't make it up.
All right, so one last bonus question that came out of that. Can you observe more than one religion faithfully?
I mean, if you don't entirely believe in one religion, but still believe in another, and have beliefs in another religion, like, you don't believe the Christian version of how the world was created, but you believe in its afterlife. You believe in the Islam version of how the universe was created, but you don't believe in its afterlife. You don't have to choose.
So I can pick and choose.
Well, yeah, you don't have to choose. You don't have to say directly which religion you are. It's like a split decision at that point. You can just say, like me, I don't believe. I come from a Jewish and Christian family. I believe in a higher power that created the universe, but also a good and a bad and a neutral place where people go when they die. So
religion's kind of like a buffet.
I guess.
You can pick and choose what you want. Try a little bit of this. If you don't like it, just put it back or throw it out and move on.
I guess.
Or it's like cable versus streaming. Where with cable, I get all the channels whether I want or not. I pay a ridiculous amount. Or I can subscribe to different streaming services and get just the stuff that I want.
In a way, yeah.
Okay. So, streaming religion. I like that. That was all the questions that I had. Did you have anything else you wanted to add or anything like that before we come back for your closing remarks?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. We'll just take a quick break and we'll come right back. Go for your closing remarks.
Alrighty, so since we were talking a bunch about religion, respect, and how to live your life, just know, live your life how you want, as long as you're not harming anyone, anything, or yourself. As long as there's no harm induced in how you live your life, go ahead and live it however you want. It doesn't matter with your gender, your age, your religion, or your race. You can be who you want to be, and society shouldn't stop you from doing that. No matter how hard society pushes you, you shouldn't care. No one should care. You live your life how you want it to be, and that's that. Love yourself, and do what you want to do.
Okay, well, ended that one on a high note, didn't we?
Yes.
That was all we had this week. Thank you, Maddie, for taking the time.
Yep.
We will be sort of springboarding off of this for next week's podcast. In the meantime, we would invite you to check us out on the web at www.insightsintothings.com. You can get video, YouTube, audio, transcripts, show notes, and everything there. You can email us if you have comments, suggestions, or questions. You can email us at comments@insightsintothings.com. You can check us out on Twitter at insights_things. And you could check us out streaming 6 days a week on Twitch at twitch.tv/insightsintothings.
And don't forget to check out our other two podcasts, Insights in Entertainment, hosted by you and Mommy, and Insights in the Tomorrow, our monthly podcast, hosted by you and my brother Sam.
You got it. That is it for this week.
Bye, everyone.
Another one in the books. Bye.
Bye.
Into Entertainment, a podcast series taking a deeper look into entertainment and media. Our husband and wife team of pop culture fanatics are exploring all things from music and movies to television and fandom. We'll look at the interesting and obscure entertainment news of the week. We'll talk about theme park and pop culture news. will give you the latest and greatest on pop culture conventions. We'll give you a deep dive into Disney, Star Wars, and much more. Check out our video episodes at youtube.com/insightsintothings. Our audio episodes at podcast.insightsintoentertainment.com, or check us out on the web at insightsintothings.com.